It's early evening, hours after the close of our last episode. As in Mason's offices, the lawyer looks at his watch for the 10th time in the past 10 minutes. Decides unwillingly he has no other choice but to wait for an important message. Asks his secretary to send down for ham sandwiches and coffee. Well, Mason is going to get his information before he has time to eat his sandwich, as we'll learn in just a few moments. But first, let's join August Jansen, the man Mason is pursuing, as Gus enters a large city mansion, follows the servant into a lavishly furnished drawing room, flashes a friendly smile at the very fat, beautifully tailored man who waits for him.
J.T., excuse me while I rub my eyes.
What, August?
The mansion.
You like my house?
It's beautiful. Only it's not a house. It's a palace.
Well, sit down, sit down. Mm. What?
I was thinking, if you have a place like this, the big fellow must live in a skyscraper.
The big fellow does very well for himself, you may be sure. Or did you have a particular reason for asking about the big fellow?
J.T., this is Gus. I'm not interested in the big fella. He's your baby.
Sit down.
Now, I'll stay on my feet so I can get out of your way. You're all dressed to go out. It's great to be back, J.T.
You needn't ever have gone, August.
I know. The bottle got the best of me. But I'm okay now.
Now, I'm going to have a brandy. Will you join me?
You put me on the spot, J.T.
How do you mean?
Well, I've got it licked. I can take it. Or leave it alone.
And?
Well, I'd rather leave it alone. I'm not scared to take a drink, because I know I can stop with one.
I'm glad you're back, August. You're a valuable man, as I told you. Now, don't begin again by lying to me. You're afraid to take a drink. I know it. No, don't lie. You're afraid because you can't stop with one.
I could never fool you, J.T. You're right. I'm scared I'll dive in the bottle. But my foot's not going to slip, J.T., I swear.
Don't make any promises, August. I'll know if your foot slips. If it does, you're out. Be sure you understand that, as you'll be washed up.
Yes.
I'll be watching you, August. So will Gordy.
Huh.
You don't like that, huh?
No, I don't like it. Gordy and I started working for you at the same time. Now you've put me under him, when before he was taking orders from me.
Can't you take it, Gus?
Yeah, but it's not easy.
That's one reason you're taking orders from Gordy.
Testing me out?
Yep.
I'll take what I've got to take.
You brought it on yourself, Gus. You could be sitting where Gordy is sitting, perhaps higher.
Well, that's the thing, J.T., and I'm on the level. I'll show him up.
You think so?
I'm smarter than Gordy.
I can depend on Gordy.
Well, now you can depend on me. I'm going to be pushing and shoving every minute. Like right now. Look at this. When you sent me to the country to get straightened out, I didn't just lick my wounds. I've been working. Here's 65 outlets, new outlets for cars we can deliver. Some of them can only handle one or two a week. But when we get this rolling, we'll need every outlet we can get.
Very good, my boy. Very good indeed.
And things are already picking up. Gordy gave me an order to pick up 82 1953 models. I'll start rounding up some boys tonight. Oh, by the way, that's too many of one model to pick up in a short time. At least that's what I think.
You tell Gordy your opinion?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going over his head to you, J.T., just explaining my problem. I'll just have the cars picked up in four states instead of in just this one.
Very well, August.
And I didn't spend all my time working, J.T.
Hey, have a good time in New Orleans?
New Orleans, Mobile, Atlanta, Denver, L.A., Frisco, and Vegas. J.T., I met some dolls in Vegas that... Look, if you can take a weekend off and fly out, I can show you a real time.
That might be enjoyable. Later, when I have time.
Yeah, I'll get out of your way now. You going on a party?
Yeah, my broker is coming for dinner.
Oh, business meeting. Have fun.
It won't be too dull. Oh, I'll show you what I mean.
How's that?
That buzzer rings when anybody comes in the front entrance. Now, this is a panel which... Hey, you can see the foyer through this panel. Take a look at my broker.
She's a broker?
Miss Egan is an astute businesswoman.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, you've also got an eye for figures. you know what I mean.
Howie, you better leave by this door.
I'll be seeing you, Jake.
Yeah, just a moment. One thing more. The young lady you were going with before I sent you away. I refer to the young lady who can identify you.
I know who you mean.
Are you positive her trail is covered?
I saw to it personally. She can't be found.
Be certain, Gus.
I am. See you, J.T.
Wait. One last word of warning. The other girl, the one in the nightclub.
Kate Beekman?
You understand you're to leave her alone?
Sure. You care to tell me what you're going to use it for?
Nope.
Okay. Be seeing you, J.T., and have a good business date with your broker.
Archie, Paul phone?
No, not yet. Look, you can go home if you want to.
No, no, thanks. Paul wouldn't be late without reason. Oh, there he is. I'll let him in.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, Paul.
Sorry I'm late, Perry. Sorry. I got hold of something I couldn't let go.
Just so you got something.
Yeah, but I've taken it as far as I can without asking you. Well, I got him staked out. I've been going steady ever since you put me on this. You got any idea how many doctors there are in a mile radius of where the girl cut her hand?
I'm interested in only one doctor.
Yeah, I know, but look at this.
What?
A street map of the district. I got a medical directory and checked the address of every doctor in the area. Now, here's the place the girl got out. Mm-hmm. Take a look at all the places I checked. I saw right away it'd take time to talk with all those doctors, so I took a leaf from Mr. Mason's book and I cut a corner. I had a man check with the cab companies, and it paid off. I had the girl's description, and she had her hand cut, and I figured she was scared. Mm-hmm. So it paid off late this afternoon. Driver for plaid cabs remembered a pretty young blonde got out of his cab a block from the soda shop. The exact date is October the 28th.
Note that, Della.
Yes, Chief.
Now, the driver remembered the address he took her to, but somebody else checked on the girl.
Oh?
Yeah. I got his description. For what it's worth, he was a big, young, nice-looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Does the cabman remember him if he saw him again?
You think so. I figured the guy checking up is the syndicate guy who hurt the girl.
Probably. All right, we'll come back to that.
Well, the cab driver took the girl to a drugstore, not a doctor. Scott's drugstore was the nearest address.
You talked with the druggist, of course.
Well, Mr. Scott is a busy man, and he wanted no truck with a private detective. So I got right to the point. I said, if you'll consult your records, give me the name and address of the girl you treated for a cut hand on the night of October the 28th, I will get out of your way. He tells me he's a druggist, not a doctor. And I says, I know that. It was an emergency, and he says, there is no such girl.
Did you mention the cab driver?
Oh, no. Because if I had, he could have called me a liar, and I could have called him a liar, and there we'd be looking at each other.
Well, maybe he didn't treat the girl. She could have gone somewhere else,
Paul. Yeah, she could have. The driver didn't see her go in Scott's drugstore, but she did go in. I've been watching guys answer questions a long time, Perry. Mr. Scott was lying.
You think he did treat her?
I'm not positive, but I'm morally certain he lied to me. Anyhow, I got out of there as quick as I could and put a couple of men on him. I had an idea you'd want to investigate him thoroughly.
No, no. Get Lieutenant Halverson, Della.
Right, Chief.
Paul, you didn't let him know that you're suspicious.
Oh, no. He thinks I swallowed.
Yeah. Well, that's Halverson. Good. Oh, yeah. It's Perry Mason, Lieutenant.
Here's
Lieutenant Chief.
Thank you, Della. Hello, Halverson. Yes. Listen, can you meet me outside, just a second.
862 Cedar Drive.
Outside 862 Cedar Drive in an hour. Yes, I'll explain when I see you. And, Don, wear a pair of heavy shoes. Because we're going to step on some toes. No, I mean we're going to come down hard. In just 1 hour.
Well, Gus Jansen is glad to be back in association with J.T. Syndicate. Gus is confident no one could possibly uncover the trail which leads to him. But, as you heard, Perry Mason is already on that trail. Be sure and join us tomorrow, won't you?